My life at the moment is quite surreal. Welcome to the episode of Design Dreams by Moi. My name is Ada Soku and I'm a designer and artist from Poland. I have always been interested in visual culture and the increase in interest in digital graphics, paintings, illustrations, everything surrounding visual culture. And I never planned to become a designer, but I just rolled into the world of 3D art. One day I worked from home every day, just me and my computer, and suddenly everything snowballed career-wise. It all happened very, very quickly. But here I am, creating every day, doing what I love every day. My work is characterized by nature and emotions. My personal projects are very conceptual. I tend to deep dive into a subject to discover the meaning behind something. With the digital world taking up more space in our lives, I think that we, as people, are forgetting how important our emotions are, or the interactions between people in our daily lives. Having real connections is an important topic I feel we should talk about more. Emotional connections between people, but also the emotional response to the things that surround us. Beauty, for instance, is very important to me. It's the drive behind my work. I researched different types of beauty. Delicate organisms in nature, for example. But also things that most don't consider beautiful, such as anger. I love discovering ways of showcasing ugliness beautifully. Seeing that people can look beyond the surface. I think my drive to create and find beauty in the unexpected comes from my upbringing. My parents, who are both architects, have always encouraged me to create and draw a lot ever since I was a child. This is also how I've come into contact with the works of published illustrators, which influenced me heavily. Later on, as a true child of my generation, I also found inspiration and like-mindedness online, on Tumblr. And when I lived in Paris, the art scene that was there, but also Art Nouveau. Art Nouveau is extremely present in Paris, and if I could travel back to time, I would love to visit the city around the 1900s. I would love to wander around and see the beautiful architecture and fashion surrounding me. Whenever I visit a new place, I look for this Art Nouveau influences, but also botanical gardens, if there are any. It's a great place to discover beautiful new flowers and plants. I absolutely love exploring new flora. It inspires me enormously. I have a deep love for nature, for flowers, plants, and animals. If I had to choose between being able to speak all languages and being able to speak to animals, I would definitely want to speak to animals. Or maybe simply understanding them. About what they are communicating on a daily basis. Perhaps discovering what they are trying to tell us humans. My work almost always contains nature in some way. Nature is simply the most inspiring phenomenon that exists, in my opinion. But also the connection between the science, arts, and beauty. They are all a way to unlock the creativity in my mind. I hope that in the future, for the next generations, we will create the perfect balance between nature and human design. To create a symbiosis. With climate change and everything surrounding that, I feel that we, humans, have forgotten our roots. That we have forgotten the importance of nature. We need to change that and be more in tune with nature and create a mutually beneficial symbiotic relationship. I hope I will be remembered for a positive change I've made, but also for my works, that they are perceived as interesting and hopefully important. When I'm creating, I ask myself, is it something meaningful? Is it something beautiful or interesting? Is it pushing forward? Will it surprise the onlooker? A life extraordinary to me is about the freedom of creation. It is about having balance between emotions and surrounding myself with extraordinary people.